Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It's Friday night at Hodgetown. Saudis going for their sixth straight victory here tonight against Midland. I'm Eric Bach, happy to be joined by Mr. Chris Slivka, the farm director for the Arizona Diamondbacks, kind enough to give us some time here at Hodgetown. Chris, welcome to Amarillo. When you're here, what are some boxes that you're trying to check on these affiliate visits?
I think the biggest thing is just making sure that the work with the staff and the players is going as we want it structured, and making sure that these guys have all the support that they need to do their job to the best of their ability.
When you started with the Diamondbacks over a decade ago, was this a position that you thought about? Was this kind of the pie in the sky for the future?
I knew it was a potential path or avenue that a lot of people take, and something that, you know, I feel like I gravitated towards a little bit early on in my career, but just dabbled in it here and there, cut my teeth mostly on the evaluation side, but helping people and players and staff ultimately reach their dreams and being their support along the way always was appealing.
Let's talk about some of the guys. Demetrio Crisantes has been here for 2.5 weeks, and really he's been one of the best hitters in AA since he's been here. What have you seen from him that has allowed him to have such instant success after a last year and a half full of injury?
He has a really simple swing at the plate. He has exceptional bat-to-ball ability. He worked really hard through the injury to come back better than he was before he got injured. His ability to manage an at-bat, he knows the strike zone really well. He's capable of hitting the ball hard to all fields. It's what allows him to be a very consistent offensive player. And I think as he's starting to grow and mature, we're starting to see some of the power emerge as well. So it's an exciting time for him here at AA. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing him healthy and continue his development.
No doubt. I have to ask you about Manny Pena. Because, you know, leading the world in home runs here in Amarillo before, as Brad Marcelino put it, forcing himself up to AAA. Can you just kind of give us the summary of Manny's season so far in your eyes?
Yeah, I think he put himself in a really good position starting in the offseason. Yeah. He worked on his body a lot. He came in really good shape. You started to see the ball jump off his bat a little bit harder than it had in years past. I think what he's done to effectively push himself to AAA is just continue to barrel the ball to all fields. We still want to see a little more development in terms of his approach and his pitch selection, which is what he's going to work on there. But overall, just his ability to put bat on the ball and impact a game, it's been fun to watch.
Colina told me a couple weeks ago that in 30 years in professional baseball, he's not sure he's seen a more natural shortstop than Christopher Turin. We saw that insane play he made in last night's game. What, through your eyes, does Turin do at short that other people can't?
You know, I think that he does what all major league shortstops do, which is make the routine play. But added on top of that is, you know, he shows the ability to improvise. And by improvise, I mean he can make those wild plays. He doesn't have to try to dress it up because he just makes that play, you know, like last night. And he just understands where he needs to be. He has great hands, a good arm, and he just has a nose for the baseball. And, you know, I think one of the things that he does really well is just he just knows the situations in the game, and he's aware. I think that instinctual piece of it allows him to do some things that other guys really can't.
Ashton Izzy goes tonight. He has really developed from opening day to tonight. That's a newer acquisition for you guys that has been in the org for less than a year. What have you seen from him so far, and what do you hope to see tonight?
Yeah, he's super professional. He goes about his business and his routine's the right way. He's a high-end competitor. One of the reasons that our pro scouting group identified him as a target was just his ability to fill up the strike zone with some velocity and different pitch shapes. And, you know, he doesn't shy away from contact, and he will attack hitters. And I think that's going to serve him well on his road to the big leagues.
What do you know today, June 19th, 2026, that you wish you knew when you started this job back when you first were named the director of player development?
Oh, man. That's a great question. What do I wish I knew? I thought I knew how much time I'd be on the phone, but I think I undervalued that. So I think that's something I wish I would have known even more before I took it. I don't think it would have changed anything, but a little primer would have been great.
You are on the phone a lot. Actual last one for you. What do you think Colina does to allow this clubhouse to flourish personality-wise? Because it seems like everybody shows up here wanting to be here and wanting to have fun while here.
Yeah, Coley does an amazing job with our players. I think what he does is he holds players accountable to our standards and organization, not only how they play the game, but how they carry themselves as a professional. But he also allows them to be themselves, and he strikes a really good balance about of those things. And, you know, he does a really good job of understanding what's important in the moment. And, you know, he does a really good job teaching these kids, understanding they're young and they're going to make mistakes. He makes it a safe place to fail, right? But he holds our guys accountable and to the standard that we expect as an organization, but he doesn't take away the individuality that these players need to be successful and comfortable.
Chris, thanks so much for the time.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.